happy Friday. This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. Feliz Viernes, amigos. We've made it. February 20th, the date, and the weekend is upon us just about. Let's get checked in with the news. Well, a federal judge has pulled control of Arizona's prison health care system away from state correction officials. In a late-night ruling, Judge Rosalind Silver said she'd run out of patience with inmates suffering and dying unnecessarily, detailing complaints dating back 14 years. The order came over objections from attorneys for the state's Department of Corrections, who argued that they should remain in control of inmate health care. Now, a court-appointed receiver will be named to run inmate care at the expense of Arizona taxpayers. In a statement, Governor Katie Hobbs put some of the blame on her predecessors, saying she inherited a prison system, quote, plagued by neglect and mismanagement. The judge had previously imposed $2.5 million in fines on the agency when it was run by former Governor Doug Ducey. In other news, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has agreed to give key election duties back to recorder Justin Heap, who sued the board over the issue. From the politics desk, Wayne Shutsky reports.
The board approved a resolution agreeing to give Heap control of early voting and his own IT staff, key points of contention that led to the recorder's lawsuit last year. The supervisors say they approved the resolution on their own because Heap's attorney won't respond to an offer to settle the case that included many of the same concessions. Corey Langhofer, the board's attorney, says he sent the most recent offer to Heap's lawyer earlier this month, but he says Heap's team has refused to respond with a counteroffer in writing.
His request to me was that I should put in writing his deal points and send it back to Heap as though it were your offer. I said, it's not their offer. You've got their offer. It's in writing.
Supervisor Debbie Lesko says the board and Heap had actually reached an agreement on 95% of the issues last April, before Heap even filed the lawsuit. And she accused the recorder of failing to negotiate in good faith.
We have given him what he wants, but yet he has not responded, which is very frustrating to me. I don't understand it.
The judge overseeing the case has repeatedly called on the board and recorder to resolve their issues outside of the courtroom. The supervisors argue the new resolution shows their commitment to do just that. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In some other political news, Republican State Representative Joseph Chaplick has announced that he's stepping down from the state legislature to focus on his congressional campaign. Also from the politics team, here is Cameron Sanchez.
Chaplick represents Scottsdale in the State House of Representatives. He was first elected in 2020 and is a member of the far-right Freedom Caucus. Chaplick is running to replace outgoing Congressman David Schweikert in Congressional District 1, which encompasses much of Scottsdale, North Phoenix, and Cave Creek. Schweikert is running for governor. Chaplick.
I will plan to resign from the chamber next week sometime and fully commit to becoming and winning the Congress race to be the next congressman here in Arizona. So I want to thank everyone, and more to come.
Chaplick is running against former Cardinals kicker Jay Feely, who has President Trump's endorsement. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, seven states in the Colorado River Basin have failed to meet a key deadline on a plan to conserve their shared water supplies. The deadline passed last Saturday, and as Scott Franz reports, environmental groups are worried that the impasse could have dire impacts.
Fears are growing that the river's fate might head to court. Sinjin Eberle of the conservation group American Rivers says that would be risky because conservation plans would be halted and judges may not rule in the best interest of the river's health.
The river has to be made whole. The river has to be able to sustain everything that depends on it, even if some people have to take some pain. And if that process stops, the river definitely will be in even more dire condition than it is now.
Eberle says the lack of a deal could mean painful, mandatory water restrictions for cities, damage to ecosystems in the Grand Canyon, and even the possibility of Lake Powell dropping so low its dam can't produce electricity.
That is Scott Franz reporting. In other news, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays is asking a Maricopa County Superior Court judge to review a decision that greenlights a massive data center proposal near Tucson. From the Fronteras desk, Elisa Resnick has more.
The Arizona Corporation Commission approved a plan late last year put forth by developer Beale Infrastructure to build a data center on a 290-acre stretch of Pima County land that would be cooled using electricity from Tucson Electric Power. Where it'll get the water it needs for day-to-day operations is still unclear. In a court filing this week, May says the agreement has TEP and Beale setting electricity rates between themselves. She argues that violates the Arizona Constitution, which gives the ACC exclusive authority to set utility rates. She's asking the court to vacate the ACC's approval of the plan. Alisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Well, Republican lawmakers on a Senate committee advanced a pair of bills that would give inmates a new option to choose their method of execution: death by firing squad. Cameron Sanchez here again with those details.
Republican Representative Kevin Payne wants to give inmates the option to choose death by firing squad or the current two alternatives in the state constitution, lethal gas or lethal injection. But Payne's bill would eliminate that choice for those sentenced to death for murdering a law enforcement officer. They'd be required to face a firing squad. Since the proposal would amend the constitution, Arizona voters would have to approve the change at the ballot. The state has a checkered history of executions in the past decade, from struggling to insert IV lines for lethal drugs and issues obtaining the required drugs in the first place. Payne says his proposal will ensure justice isn't delayed by drug shortages or other legal obstacles. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
After a dramatic spike during the pandemic, homeschooling is surging again, with some states reaching their highest rates ever. And it's pretty popular in Arizona as well. But as one advocate told KJZZ's The Show, there's a lack of oversight and safety as well as in academics. Here's Tess Ulrey with the Coalition for Responsible Home Education.
From our point of view, there is not a state that does enough to take some kind of common sense steps towards preventing abuse and neglect within the homeschool community. Right now in Arizona, an individual convicted of violent crimes against children is actually allowed to homeschool their own children.
Group is made up of homeschooled alumni. Ulrey says some form of benchmark testing or portfolio reviews should also be required. Well, voters in the West are increasingly concerned about the state of public lands heading into the midterm elections. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more on the results of a new survey.
The 16th Conservation in the West poll by Colorado College surveyed more than 3,000 voters of both parties this January from the 8 Mountain West states. More than 4 out of 5 respondents say public lands, water, and wildlife are top factors in deciding their vote. That's on par with other key election issues, says Lori Weigel, one of the pollsters.
Like the economy, healthcare, and education, conservation is clearly right in that mix of important issues.
The poll also suggests growing support for conservation among Republicans. About two-thirds now say protecting public lands is more important than maximizing energy production, up from about half in 2019. And Republican opposition to public lands funding cuts is up from last year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
The U.S. Treasury is sanctioning a timeshare resort near Puerto Vallarta in Mexico that accuses it of generating money for a major drug cartel. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Nina Krivinsky reports.
The sanctions target the Covey Gardens Resort, which U.S. officials say is controlled by the Jalisco Nueva Generación cartel. The Treasury Department alleges the Puerto Vallarta area resort scams buyers through timeshare resale and re-rent schemes to make money for the drug cartel. They say the scams often take advantage of U.S. citizens. The sanctions also target 5 individuals and 7 companies allegedly associated with the timeshare scheme at the resort. The Trump administration designated the Jalisco Nueva Generación cartel a foreign terrorist organization, along with several other Mexico-based drug cartels. Nina Krivinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
Well, through our Q&AZ reporting project, a listener asked, what is the difference between judicial and administrative warrants? Matthew Casey found an answer.
Judicial warrants give law enforcement constitutional authority to search homes, vehicles, and communication lines. They're issued by judges when law enforcement shows probable cause of a crime. Benjamin Taylor is an attorney in Phoenix.
And those warrants have a lot more power.
Administrative warrants are issued by government agencies, such as Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to carry out deportation orders and arrest people suspected of being undocumented.
With an administrative warrant, you can't enter a person's home.
Taylor says those unlawfully present in the U.S. are still protected against unreasonable search and seizures and guaranteed a right to due process. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, in basketball, Suns back from the All-Star break last night, but they lost to the Spurs 121-94 in a game played in Austin, Texas. Phoenix playing without Dylan Brooks, so suspended a game for picking up too many technical fouls this season. And Devin Booker played limited minutes with a sore hip, but they did get 26 from Jalen Green, who played on only his eighth game of the season for the Suns, who are back in Phoenix this weekend. They'll start a homestand with games against Orlando tomorrow and Portland on Sunday. And yes, baseball spring training games begin today around the Valley. The Diamondbacks will make their debut, taking on the Rockies at their shared facility at Salt River Fields this afternoon. Play ball. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast this Friday, February the 20th. I'm Phil Lantzman. Have a great weekend. Hey, spring training games are here. Lots to do around the Valley. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Enjoy it. And we are back here on Monday to do it again. Talk to you then.